There has been growing concern by health experts recently over the resurgence of COVID-19 infection in many African countries. The World Health Organization, in a report on the 25th of June, says cases are on upward trend in 14 countries in the past weeks, and new cases rose more than 30% in 8 countries in the region. The WHO Regional Director of Africa, Mr. Matshidiso Moeti, noted that the third variant, the Delta variant, had also been detected in Africa, and advised that it was crucial to ensure vaccination as the health system in the continent was inadequate in combating an increase in cases. In Nigeria, the Nigerian Center for Disease Control, NCDC COVID-19 chart, as at the 21st of June, indicates that Nigeria still has 1,532 active cases, 167,206 confirmed cases, discharged 163,557 patients, and recorded 2,117 deaths. Enugu State has 100 active cases, the fourth highest in the chart. Vaccine, according to WHO and other health organizations, is offering a way to transition out of the pandemic, which had claimed more than 2.5 million lives globally. Nigeria received 3.94 million doses of AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine from India on the 2nd of March this year. It was approved by NAFDAC, and actual vaccination began on the 18th of March, with top government officials and frontline workers being the first to be given the jab. Enugu State got its share of 65,400 doses on the 8th day of March and began vaccination on the 19th. The Executive Secretary, State Primary Health Development Agency, Dr. George Ugwu, said the state surpassed its 100% target in administering the first dose.
For the first dose in this first phase, which we started in March 2021 and stopped at some point, but we have restarted again, it's still ongoing. We are one of the few states that covered 100% of our target and more. In fact, we vaccinated 33,800 citizens, and that gave us 103%. That's a little more than the target we had.
The state population is over 3 million as at the last census, and a great number of these people reside in the rural areas. To ascertain the acceptability of the vaccine, Radio Nigeria visited Uji Town, Umabi, and Nsude, where the vaccination post is situated, all in Udi local government area, and Oduma in Aniri local government area for Enugu West Senatorial Zone, Ozala and Abani in Nkanu West local government area for Enugu East Senatorial Zone, and Uke and Obede in Igbo Etiti local government area for Enugu North Senatorial Zone. There are two vaccination posts for Udi local government, a super site at Nsude Health Center, and a fixed site at Amankweke. Mr. Paul Eze is from Umabi, and one of those selected to sensitize his community on the availability of the COVID-19 vaccine. He said the conspiracy theory of non-existence of the virus was the problem in the area.
Many people say that they are something like COVID. That is why they believe they are something like COVID, that they bring it in order to intimidate some people. But that what they need is food.
Mrs. Sabine Ene is in charge of social mobilization on Umabi Health Center. She said some people willing to take the jab complained about the distance to the vaccination posts.
When I'm sensitizing this area, they say that they would have taken the vaccine, only that the place they send it is far.
Other respondents, Obuefi Ostineze, Mrs. Esther Ahoti, and a retired teacher, Mr. Fostude, bear their minds on the vaccine.
I have my own from the radio. Nobody come to me, myself. I can't understand. They say I'll close the first side. When they will start second one, pregnant, they will invite me then. I had it over again. I don't understand. That's why I'm here now.
I'm from Ibtami Kengu, 90 man. Nobody came to talk about the vaccine. Okay, I heard the vaccine kill some people. Okay, that's why I did not come to take. I'm waiting for some people to take before I come to take.
I don't want to take it because taking vaccine is not compulsory to any human being. I'm strong and well and healthy.
The traditional ruler of Eke, Igwe Chinwendu Onuoha, said he had taken the jab but called for more sensitization.
The response is not very encouraging there because you need this education I keep hammering upon. They have different versions of what the injection looks like. Oh, you want to block their birth rate, you want to kill them, you want to do one thing or the other. My wife did her own, and she had no side effect. And I did my own for 1 week. I couldn't move. I had fever, dizzy. After the second week, it was fine.
The head of Department Health and Primary Health Coordinator of the local government, Mrs. Ebuna Florence, and the coordinator, Civil Society Stop COVID-19 in Enugu State, Prince Chris Amalu, spoke on their sensitization so far in the area.
There are places that I had to reach because of insecurity. Alpha or world, Akpakume is the world. Just most recently, now I started becoming a threat. For people to go there and come out from there, it poses a lot of problems to us.
There is still need. We are praying that government will also step up with its effort and all development partners and other NGOs to ensure that more efforts are conducted towards the rural communities.
Mrs. Eunice Ashuke is the officer in charge of Nsute Health Center and focal person for the AK ward. She said the response was encouraging.
The response is okay at the first phase, but now for the second phase, people are just coming gradually. This Nsute Health Center have immunized almost 600 and something people. For AK, they have immunized 400 and something people. Even many people that have not been immunized for the first phase are now eager to take the first dose.
It was observed during the visit that most people in the area were not adhering to the COVID-19 protocols, especially the wearing of face masks. The reports on the visit of Oduma and the two other senatorial zones will come in subsequent reports. This report was facilitated by the Woloshoyinka Center for Investigative Journalism under its free-to-share project. Chinelo Phil Opara, Radio Nigeria.